141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening, welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we get ready for a big midweek of domestic and European football. Benfica are in town ahead of tomorrow's clash at Ibrox, which Todd Cantwell will be fit for, but Dejan Sterling won't. Brendan Rodgers gives an injury update of his own on Cameron Carter-Vickers, and a double dose of Premiership action tonight as managerless Aberdeen go to Dundee and Ross County host Hibs. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Cammy Bell and Kenny Miller. A very, very busy midweek ahead.
Sure is, obviously starting tonight in the Premier League. Dundee again really need to get back to winning ways if they want to get back into that top six. Aberdeen, man, like you say, managerless Aberdeen, looking to bounce back after a really poor run of results. I think it's 10 games without a win. It was 6 games, league games without a win for Neil Warnock. So again, they need to get back to winning ways. They've got a big semi-final on the horizon, and Ross County and Hibs, you know, Hibs looking to cement their place in the top six. Ross County trying to get away or gain ground at the bottom of that league and get away for that relegation playoff slot. So it all starts tonight, and then we've got a huge night, huge European night at Ibrox tomorrow when Rangers are looking to get into the quarterfinal of the Europa League. So yep, cannot wait for a kickoff tonight.
Yeah, massive, massive night of football tonight. Domestically, really looking forward to the games. Aberdeen need to keep that winning momentum up after the big win at the weekend, Scottish Cup, when they need to take that into the league form to give themselves any hope of that top six spot. And then, as Kenny says, a huge game tomorrow night for Rangers.
01419511025, that is the number you need. So come on down and get in touch, Rangers fans. This really is your last chance. If you think about it, we've been in touch. We sent Hugh Keevans to speak to the people at UEFA to see if they would change the kickoff time for this, but they treated him like most people do and told him where to go. So this is your last chance, really. This is like the equivalent of match day for us on here. All your last minute thoughts on the game. Are you going? What are you expecting? Can you do the business? How are you feeling about balancing European and domestic football? Todd Cantwell's back. Is that a boost? Would you pitch him straight back in or not? Dejan Sterling hasn't made it. How much of a blow? All the usual stuff as we head into a big game. But this is the last chance, remember. We'll have kicked off 20 minutes or so ago by this time tomorrow. So get in touch and let us know all your thoughts, all your considerations ahead of Rangers against Benfica tomorrow. 01419511025. Celtic fans, the midweek for you certainly revolves mostly around hoping that Cameron Carter-Vickers and Callum McGregor and Rio Hatate and guys like this are resting up, getting the feet up and getting close to returning. I wonder if you've got any thoughts there, or maybe you want to look back on the weekend and talk about Nicholas Kuhn or anything else. Daizen Maeda, you decide on the same number, 01419511025. And as if that's not all enough, we've got two big games in the Scottish Premiership, and Aberdeen has become a very, very interesting story. So if you're any Dons fans or neutral observers out there that want to share your thoughts on who the next manager should be, give us a call. Peter Leaven in charge for the second time this season. Quite a couple of weeks in the Granite City, shall we say.
Yes, second time in a couple of months, actually. It's been that quick a turnaround. You know, I think after his first game against Celtic and getting the result there, you thought, okay, Aberdeen might breathe a little bit and they've maybe got a safe set of hands there, a familiar set of hands that can maybe take the team forward whilst they search for a new manager. But Neil Warnock was quickly through the door to take the hot seat at Ibrox in his first game, and obviously now, in a quick turnaround, he's found himself back down the road in Aberdeen managerless again. So it's Peter Leaven again. He'll be at the helm tonight up in Dundee, looking to, again, probably go one better in that result against Celtic and get 3 points tonight.
Yeah. I know Peter well, actually. He was in as assistant manager to Lee McCulloch at Kilmarnock when I went back. So he's a young coach who's looking to develop himself. And I'm pretty sure one day he'll think of trying to get into management himself. But it's a big night for him. As I say, they need to win tonight to get sort of any chance of getting into that top six.
See, that is the great thing about having Cammy Bell and Kenny Miller together, because they've played for 53 clubs between them. So the chances are, whoever we are talking about, they've come across them in one way or the other. I'll need to actually add it up. It must be a good few. What are you, about 10 each?
I think I'm 11 or 12.
Oh, I don't even know. I've no counted, yep. No.
Must be, it's over 10 though.
Yeah, I was thinking so, yeah.
We're well into the 20s, clubs between them. Look
and
at
Peter
that.
Leaving, he was actually a young boy at Rangers as well. When I first started by the
way. There we go. I told you.
Tell you a good story. He used to actually kind of forge some signatures onto stuff for us as well.
All right, yeah. Should you be admitting that?
Well, listen,
you're aware
just,
of how many people are watching.
If anyone, way back in the day, it's
if
all right.
Anyone paid a lot of money for Rangers memorabilia in the early 2000s, Kenny Miller and Peter Leaven.
No, everyone, right? Just you were struggling. If somebody had left too early and you needed a quick signature, he had everybody's nailed on. It was incredible.
I think we better move on before we have a legal issue on our hands. Anyway, 0141 951 1025. 23 clubs between you.
Okay.
Someone's counted them up.
And you're ear all on the. All right, okay.
Oh, I've not had the time to do that. I can't multitask. But anyway, right, 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, it is your last chance to have your pre-match say. I don't pick the fixture scheduling, unfortunately. I certainly wouldn't have it at that time tomorrow. Causes us a bit of a headache, but it does mean we can get stuck right into the pre-match chat tonight rather than on the day. So anything at all ahead of that game, whether it's like big picture stuff about juggling Europe and domestic stuff, or whether it's a bit more specific about the game and who plays and who doesn't. Because there was some interesting team news today. Dujon Sterling won't make it. I don't think that's a surprise, looking at the way he went off. But Todd Cantwell, I didn't expect to see him back training today.
Yeah, well, I think that's a quick one. I thought it might have been another couple of weeks, maybe even after an international break for Todd Cantwell. But that's a boost, and I think it'll be I don't think he'll play, but having him back in the squad with all the injuries, particularly in the attacking areas, it'll be a boost to have him back. So again, don't know what his exact situation is. Is he going to be available to play? Is he going to get some minutes? If he is, it will definitely be off the bench.
Yeah, I think it's a great option to have, and you would always want him in your squad. I agree with Kenny, I don't think he will play, but again, if you've got him on the bench and you need that little bit of spark, he can bring that.
01419511025, that's the number you need. You can, as always, tweet, but we much prefer to speak to you on the phones, don't we? So let's do John, who's first up. How are you, John?
I'm fine, man. Good.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. What are you thinking tonight?
I'm thinking if Philip Clement gets the treble and gets all the way to the final of the Europa League, I think we might struggle to keep a hold of him. I'm not exactly sure how long his contract is with him coming in halfway through the season, but I think it's if he gets all those four things, I think we'd struggle to keep him.
I did say we could talk big picture. That's extremely big picture. It's not even necessarily what I had in mind, but why not?
Well, I would tend to agree with John. If that set of circumstances were to unfold, then I think it would be very tough to keep him long term. I don't think it would be tough to keep him next season. I think he's only kind of through the door a matter of months. Even at the end of the season, it'll be kind of eight months, 9 months that he'll be in the door. So if he does go on to achieve that, I mean, there's no doubt there'll be people admiring the job that he's doing at this moment in time. It's like players, when you're performing well, you're going to draw interest from other teams. It's the same for managers, and particularly managers who come in and make an impact and make people better and carry themselves the way they do and communicate in the language that he is. And if you can then couple that with putting trophies in a cabinet, then there's no doubt you're going to be catching the eye team. So I wouldn't be surprised if there is people looking at the job that he's doing right now and keeping an eye on it. I think for Rangers fans, they can maybe rest easy. I'm sure he'll be in the dugout come the start of next season.
John, football becomes a very unenjoyable experience if you think this way. What you not just embrace what's happening at the moment without worrying down the line?
I think it's more the rejuvenation in the team, as well as I've seen the UEFA starting to panic about if Rangers and Liverpool make it to the final. I know they've booked two more stadiums and they still don't think that'll be enough for them. So I think it's all rosy in the garden and news, so it's only to see what's going to happen at the end of the season. It's just something I'm thinking about, like the end of next season. Because under Philip Clement, we've totally transformed from what Michael Beale had left us with. He's managed to get things out of players that I thought were done and dusted.
I've got a funny feeling. If Philip Clement was here, he would be the first to sort of point out that it was great to win the cup.
Yep.
But he's not achieved what he wants. Like, you know, there's not been any other tangible achievement yet. Rangers have done very well, as Alan says, for the transformation. I think he'd be the first to admit that real success looks like kicking on and winning the league from here, maybe doing something in Europe as well. So it's still early in that regard.
Yeah, totally. And again, he said that openly. He said that a board member had asked him about winning and prioritising things, and he said, no, look, I want to win all trophies that I'm involved, all competitions that I'm involved in. Yes, he's doing a fantastic job. I think what Kenny mentioned is that he's made players better. I think that's a measure of how good a manager he is. And again, there will be people interested. I do believe he'll be at Rangers definitely next season. But they're obviously, the way that the success that Ange Postecoglou has had down south as well, there'll be people looking at Scottish football, especially the big two. If you've got success up here, they'll see that that's a pathway down there. But listen, you've got to enjoy him while he's at the club.
How much of a priority is Europe for you this season, John? And how do you think it's going to go tomorrow?
I mean, for me, I'd like to win everything, but for me, it's more looking for the end of the season. £60 million better than whatever we could possibly get in Europe. So the league's more the priority for me. But they're still in everything, so we'll go for everything. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a juggling act. Kenny, what do you think about that challenge of balancing it all, especially now? This week's been a great example. Scottish Cup added into the mix as well, draw made for the semis, even more injuries, albeit Rangers have handled that well up until now.
Yeah, they have. And also, again, to quote you normally, Gordon, I think it can be both. You can aim to win everything, sure, while still prioritise certain things. When I mean prioritise, I don't mean you're weakening your team. I mean, you think, you know what, John's just says it there, what it means to win the league in this country, the financial gain, the straight into the Champions League, there's no doubt that is a priority. But it doesn't mean you're taking the Europa League game or the Scottish Cup, when the League Cup's already been taken care of. It doesn't mean you're taking anything less seriously. I just think it can be both, but there is absolutely no getting away from it. At the start of your season, the league is a priority. You have to win the league, and it's because of all the riches at the end of it. It's because you're getting in the Champions League. And again, it's just obviously the winning the league, that's what you set out to do. It's a 38 league game season, and there's nothing better at the end of that season when you're lifting that trophy.
Yeah, let's hear from Philippe Clement then, talking about the game tomorrow. He says his side are ready to cause what he still believes would be a big upset against Benfica in the Europa League tomorrow.
We know we need to play above our level to qualify, but we're going to do everything to do that, and we will be creative, and the players are up to that. Okay, we are realistic also. So we know it would be a really big surprise in all of Europe if we could take out Benfica, but we're really hungry to do that.
What do you think, with the tie the way it is, are Rangers still underdogs? That was what Philippe Clement's message was today. I don't feel like the Rangers fans who call in here feel like they're massive underdogs, but you can see with budget and all that stuff.
Listen, I get that, and I think if you put all the things on the table in terms of budget and what their players have achieved and the levels that they've played at, I think yes, players have played at higher levels. I mean, you've got World Cup winners in that team, and their budget will be, I don't know, 4 or 5, whatever it is, times more than what Rangers is. But when I watched that game last week, I don't make Benfica favourites coming to Ibrox tomorrow night. With the atmosphere, with the fans, with the energy, with the performances that you've seen Rangers put in over the course of the last, not just the Europa League run to the final, just generally in the Europa League, any time. I think I've said it, only Leverkusen, I think, was the only team I've thought really came and kind of put Rangers to the sword.
And yet you watch Porto last night and think they're behind in that league.
But Porto have also been there as well. They've been there, and Rangers have went to Porto and came away with results. So I just think, I've said it many a time as well, I just believe that we look at these big European teams and we think, oh my goodness, they're going to come and they're going to walk all over the top of their teams. Well, I'm yet to see a team really that have came and done that with Rangers, particularly over the last few seasons, home or away. I know at the start of the season it was a disaster in the Champions League qualifier, but that is also up a level. So I just think that I think it's a toss of a coin. I wouldn't put Rangers as favourites, but I don't, after watching that game, I didn't think Benfica
underdogs
were great. No, absolutely not. And with the fans behind them, with the energy and everything there, it's really, really important to start right and really, really kind of get that atmosphere going and get the fans right behind them.
I mean, in old money, Rangers would possibly be favourites because of the away goals. We don't do that anymore. Underdogs, you going that far, or how is it balanced for tomorrow?
Nah, not for me. Again, I said it before, the first tie, I almost kind of, you get this good feeling about Rangers in Europe, and there's always, for me, there was almost like an expectation. I think they can progress. I've seen it. Benfica weren't in great form before the game, and then you look at the reaction of their fans. They weren't happy during the game. Obviously, at the end result for them, and Rangers, it's a really positive result, two each coming back to Ibrox. As Kenny said there, I think it is probably a flip of the coin. They do need to play well, don't get me wrong, they need to play well, but they've absolutely got it within themselves to go and get a result tomorrow night and progress.
Let's bring in Alan and Crawfoot and see what he thinks ahead of this one. Alan?
Good evening, boys. How are we?
Good. You?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good, man.
As I was saying to your producer, he's partly covered my point, actually, speaking with John. I wouldn't be too unhappy at missing out in the quarterfinals in the Europa. I would rather solely concentrate on domestic competitions.
I hear this a lot. We heard it last night, Alan. I've just got this vision of Rangers being one up with 10 to go, and they concede a quickfire double tomorrow night. You'll be like, it's fine. Listen, we'll concentrate in the league. Do you think you'll be able to do that?
Probably, yeah. Honestly, I think the
good
league
on
is
you.
The main priority. To be honest with you, I really do.
Mm. And that's the thing. I'm not expecting anyone to say the league's not. Kenny, I suppose language is important. I'm not expecting anyone to say the league isn't the priority. But you can have like scales of priority. You know, it can still be close.
Well, there's still a lot of financial gain there to be gained every time you get through a round. So I think that's also important. I mean, imagine Rangers did go to the semi-finals or final and get all that reward, and then go and win the league, and then get all that reward as well. Like, it would put them in such a strong financial position. So I think that's also, again, Philippe Clement is never going to come out and talk about, yeah, that's the priority. That he's said it many a time. It's each game. He wants to win them all. He wants to focus on the next challenge that's in front of him. At this moment in time, tomorrow it's Benfica. So he'll be treating this game as the biggest game, the most important game of the season, because it's the next one there. And he's right to do that. Again, like I said, I think it can be both. He'll be fully focused on tomorrow night. He'll want to progress in the competition. There's no doubt about that as well. But he will also know the importance of winning this league.
Alan, what do you make of that news that Dujon Sterling's out, but Todd Cantwell's back?
Well, it's a loss and it's a bonus, if you know what I mean. But can I ask Kenny what his preference would be?
Win the league, of course.
Absolutely, Alan.
Win the league.
Well, that's the way I think, Kenny. I think the league is the main priority. Honestly, this is a bonus.
And it is for everybody, Alan, as well. I'll be honest.
It's a bonus.
Like, see, within Ibrox, it will be the priority. You know, like, everybody knows how important it is. And you've just, was it yourself or John's through that £60 million windfall if they win the league and get right in the Champions League. So everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. I just think when you're in Rangers, you know, you guys, you fans demand that you win every single game. You guys demand that you turn up and perform every single game. So that's the way it has to be. So tomorrow is the next game, so that's the most important one.
I think the point is how fluid all this is, Cammy. We act as if it's one or the other. I know I'm getting wildly hypothetical, but say Rangers have a really bad night tomorrow and go out, and then confidence takes a dent, and then league form starts to suffer, and then they don't win the league anyway. You know, we've almost convinced ourselves that it's like it's automatic.
Yeah, listen, see, as a player as well, they're in such a good position. They're, 11 weeks away of probably the end of the season's roughly about 11, 12 weeks away. They've got so many trophies they can get in the cabinet by that point. What a position they're in as players. They'll be desperate to progress tomorrow night and then get back to league business and make sure they take care of that. So I genuinely think they've got a strong enough squad, as you say, momentum, confidence within the building. The fans demand it as well. So every time they're on the pitch, they've got that feeling from the crowd that there's that demand of winning. So I genuinely believe you can. Yes, the league, obviously, we all know that is a priority, but you can also want all of them. And I believe that Rangers could achieve it all as well. It's going to be very, very difficult, and it would be an unbelievable achievement if they do it, but it's there for them if they want it.
Thank you to Alan, 01419511025. Keep those thoughts coming, and we'll try and get you on next.
The voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kenny Miller and Cammy Bell are here on 0141 951 1025. We're about to be joined by Graham on the line. Let's hear from Philippe Clement first, though. Don't take my word for it on the injury update. This is what he had to say with regards to Todd Cantwell and Dujon Sterling.
That's not something new. We have some players coming back also with Todd Cantwell. He's ready to play an amount of minutes. Then it's to decide, is it starting, is it not starting? I don't want to give away too much. And he feels good. He was good in the training also, so I'm happy to see him back. There are others who are question marks. But that's been the strength of the team all season or all period together already. But my players are ready. I saw enough today. I see the freshness is back. The hunger is really big.
It's an interesting one, that, because of course, if you were in Philippe Clement's shoes, you would take confidence from the fact that you've had injury problems all season and you've handled it. That doesn't mean at some point it might get too much to handle. So how do you feel it's shaping up at the moment?
Well, I think maybe you've seen a little sign it. Maybe it was a little bit too much, maybe for Sterling to be going and putting the effort in and then go again on Sunday. Listen, it might be completely separate, but he had a really tough shift. He's been thrown into play quite a lot of games of late. By the way, in a different position as well. So even the physical demands of the position, the movements are different. So even that could be something that's playing its part. But he goes off early in the game against Hibs in the Scottish Cup. And again, he'll be a loss, because I think in a game like this, it would be...
Scored last week, of course.
You know, he got, well, it's his first goal, first ever goal, which is incredible to get that. But you just look at the top end of the pitch, and I think, like you say, they have kind of managed it pretty well, and they've still been able to produce performances and results. But it's getting really, I mean, we're talking business end of the season. It's right at the bid. You're looking at getting the quarterfinals of Europa League. You've got a semi-final in the Scottish Cup, and there's ten games to go in the league. It is the proper business end of the season, and it would like to. I think that's why I think seeing Todd Cantwell come back, seeing guys coming back, and even if they're not able to start games, just having them in and about the squad and those numbers looking a little bit healthier and having people that can come on and impact the game, it's only going to help them. But it's not easy when you're going this Saturday, Thursday, Sunday, and it's constant. And if they get through tomorrow night, again, they're going to have to deal with that again in a couple of weeks.
What do you think, Graham? How's the squad shaping up to tackle these various competitions?
Physically, I think they're struggling a wee bit, but mentally, I think they're in a good place, mate. I think he's got them, he's drilled into them that don't prioritise anything, just next game's the most important game. Sterling being out's a shame because he's been playing well, but I think it's a lift that Cantwell's coming back.
Would you stick him straight back in?
Not probably for the bench, innit? Maybe we'll get him. But
I think a lot, mate. No, carry on, Graham, on you go.
I was going to ask Kenny, think of any chance that he would maybe... This is your biggest problem. We've not got a decent striker. Do you think there's any chance he'd give Roof anywhere before Dessers? Because I think even that wee 10 minutes, 15 minutes to come on, he's looking a lot better than him. I'd like to see him give Roof a wee year and then see what happens, because Dessers isn't up to this, mate.
Listen, I just think it'll be down to where Roof's at in terms of his fitness. I mean, like you say, he's coming on for these cameos at the end of the game, and he looks fit, he's running about, he's energetic. Just is he going to be able to go and start a game, particularly a game of this magnitude? You know, and I'm saying that every single game's going to have a level of importance between now and the end of the season. So I think he'll be working towards that. And if he was fully fit and up to speed, I've no doubt Philippe Clement would think about it, because he's got the quality, there's no doubt about it. But for me, at this moment, whether Dessers is, like you like Dessers or not, he's the man that's got the number 9 jersey, and he's going to play tomorrow night, I've no doubt about it.
Especially... a lot might hinge on how Ross McCausland is, Cammy. Yep. He trained, but it's going to be touch and go. He obviously was injured, came back, had to go off again. Because if he doesn't play, then you've really got no wingers. So is that, you know, and Dujon Sterling's even filled in there. Does Fabio Silva go off a side? Does Todd Cantwell go off a side? There are a few moving parts potentially in that final third.
Yeah, there is. As Kenny said, ideally you want all your players available when you're in so many competitions late on towards the end of the season. But listen, Rangers have dealt with it so far very, very well. I agree, I think Dessers is absolutely going to start tomorrow, but I still think Kemar Roof's much more of a natural goal scorer. It's I would expect to see him probably starting a game in the league pretty soon. I don't think tomorrow night he's going to start, because again, Dessers has been, he's definitely not for me the finished article and probably for Rangers moving forward, but he is what they've got at the moment, and they just need to, hopefully he has one of his better games tomorrow night.
Are Rangers underdogs or not, Graham?
Fuck, I don't underdogs, but I think with the mentality they've got and the crowd behind them, I think they can get a good result tomorrow night. I'd have loved to have seen a different striker, but if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Certainly not for tomorrow, it won't. Jack Butland looks like he's going to be in the England squad tomorrow, so nothing he can do tomorrow night is going to change that either way. But what do you make of that, Cammy?
Yeah, absolutely deserved that. He's been sensational since he came to the club, and he had such a big task of following after Alan McGregor, one of the best all-time goalies for Rangers, if not the best. And he's stepped into them shoes. He's been brilliant for them. Really, really important last week with the saves he made in the games at the right time as well. They were under pressure for big spells, and he made some big saves. So he absolutely deserves to be in the England setup for me, and hopefully that'll just continue his form between now and the end of the season. Give him that. Listen, he doesn't lack for confidence, but it'll keep him going from now until the end of the season.
I don't expect in this city of all cities other fans to care much, but just to take a step back, I still, you know, we always complain that different countries, particularly down the road, you know, don't take us seriously, and it's probably different for a goalkeeper a little bit compared to outfield. But is it a bit of a shot in the arm to see that, let's say you're trying to recruit players to this league, they can come in the knowledge that, you know, maybe you can still get an England call up playing here?
Yeah, listen, I do think it's slightly different for a goalkeeper, to be honest. But I think Jack Butland coming up, he's a big player, big profile, played at some big clubs, and coming up and performing at the level that he's performed and playing in the big games that he's playing, I think it's a... You've seen other, obviously, big names come up to Scotland from down south. Never anybody really made that breakthrough into the England squad, whether it be a breakthrough or getting back into it. So I think it does. I think it shows that, again, Gareth Southgate must have been following him over the season. And he's been absolutely sensational. For the minute he walked in the doors at Ibrox, he's been outstanding. Performances over there, I think his whole character and his demeanour, the way he carries himself, he's a class act, you know. So I'm delighted if he's going to be in that squad. I'm absolutely delighted for him, and I think he fully deserves it. So yes, if that's any sign for players who maybe lost their way a little bit down south, with maybe bigger clubs, there's two big clubs up here that you can come and play in European football. You're put under a lot of pressure and demand to go and be performing to win things, and that can maybe just propel you back to where you want to get to.
Yeah, well, Philippe Clement is expecting an interesting tactical battle. He says it's not about sitting deep and defending, but is happy to win by any means necessary.
I want to see a game that we win, but going out with 70% ball possession, you don't like, then I prefer to have the ball less, but to win the game. Lisbon, we would not park the bus there, like a lot of teams are doing against them. We didn't do that, so we will not do it in Ibrox. But you need to be efficient. It's a top game with top quality on both sides, so it will be decided in details. So you need to take the details to your side.
I like how you can learn a new language, but you need to learn a new football language. Like, at what point does parking the bus become you know, kind of obvious part of the vocabulary? Let's bring in Lewis and see how he feels about tomorrow, Lewis.
Hi guys, how you doing?
Good,
hey,
Lewis.
Aye, not bad. I'm a first time caller.
Nice one, good to have you. What made you call tonight, apart from the chance to be in the company of Kenny and Cammy?
Well, basically, I've been listening into my fellow Rangers fans, and they're all seeming a bit negative about tomorrow, and I just don't quite understand it.
In what way have they been negative? You mean like those saying that it's a bonus and you know, the league's a priority?
It's a bonus and this and that. This is what football's all about tomorrow. Like, it's all very good winning games at home to Mirren and that, but when you go to Ibrox tomorrow, it's going to be bouncing, it's going to be next level. We need to enjoy this. It's not just a bonus. This is going to be a great night for us if we can get through, and we can start dreaming about going to Dublin in May.
It's more than a bonus, says Lewis.
And it is. I think you don't need to kind of remind Rangers fans the day or the trip or the weeks that they actually had in Seville two seasons ago. There was incredible scenes in Seville. The streets were lined with red, white and blue flags, strips. It was just an amazing experience to actually be there and be part of it. So that's what's on. That's what can be achieved if you perform and if you get through tomorrow night. Again, going back to the four home games, the Dortmund through to the Leipzig in the semi-final, Ibrox was absolutely rocking, and there was a real sense that when you go to Leipzig and you don't quite get the result that you want, but you're going back to Ibrox and you're going to be able to take them back. And by there's a real belief and energy about that team over that European run that they were going to get the job done. And you know, I sensed it about a month back at Ibrox at a home game against Aberdeen. I keep going back to it. There was a real similar feel where I think Philippe Clement used the word synergy between players, the staff, the fans. There was a real belief that night that we're going to get the job done, even at 1-1. And a sense that there could be something special brewing towards the end of the season. Tomorrow night is a big chance to get through. Whether they're playing, forget budgets and what the players have done and what they've not done. Rangers can go, and if they perform like they did, and like Philip McClement says, be efficient, take their moment and defend well and have a little bit of luck, because you need that. There's no reason why they can't go through tomorrow night.
Yeah, Kevin, I take the logic of those that say if it ends in defeat, they're not going to be distraught and, you know, it, but I don't think 2 minutes to kick off tomorrow when the music plays that you're going to feel like you're in the presence of 50,000 fans who think, ah, well, this is just a bonus. Let's just enjoy our night, lads. It's not going to feel that way.
No, definitely not. And again, it shouldn't be. It's Rangers. You want to, the club want to challenge ourselves against the best, and you're doing that in European football. That's where your biggest challenge is. It's all the guys who are successful round about Europe, and you want to be at the top of that. So the players will be absolutely up for it. They'll know what's on the line tomorrow night. And as Kenny said, it's only recently they've had that taste of that final. They were so, so close of getting a big European trophy. The players will want that again. They'll absolutely be desperate to get that. So, and again, I touch back on the first leg. There's nothing to fear there. There's nothing to fear for the Rangers players. They're back at Ibrox. They've got the fans behind them. And this is a team they can beat tomorrow night.
And will they, Lewis? Will Rangers do it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they will. After that result in the first leg, I think at Ibrox in the Europa League, it's just magical. And I think we'll do it.
Yeah, it is set up, that's for sure. Philippe Clement agrees, thinks supporters could indeed give Rangers the edge tomorrow.
What will help a lot is our fans are amazing. They give so much energy to the team. And that can help to go above your level, to make this final sprint, to block a shot, to make a decisive action, that you have this extra energy. And that's what I'm counting on also, that the fans from the first second until the last second go full for the team. This game was sold out really fast, although it's a really early kickoff. And a lot of people have to take a day off of work to get to the stadium. But we could have sold the stadium 2-3 times. So that means already that how much support there is from the fans and that they're really excited for this game.
So, busy night tomorrow. Lots of Rangers fans getting in touch to get their pre-match thoughts in. What about you Celtic fans? Anything you want to get off your chest midweek? We do have some Premiership action tonight as well, so get the calls in right now. And in the meantime, let's talk money. Clyde One. Make me a winner. The Make Me A Winner call went to voicemail last time out, which means a double rollover, which also means you could be the winner of £168,000 when we make the next call tomorrow, but only if you're in the draw. Text yes to 61025. Text are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at clyde1.com for £2 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the entries since Jill won on Monday have rolled over. All the other rules for this network competition can be found online. And here's the important bit. If you get the call after 3pm tomorrow, firstly, answer within five rings, and secondly, say, make me a winner straight away. Nothing else first. That is how you win £168,000.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Cammy Bell and Kenny Miller are here. You can call or tweet. Graham has done that. He sent a nice wee graphic with his Rangers team for tomorrow. He's got Matondo and Silva and Lawrence behind Dessers. The rest possibly kind of picks itself. Maybe Todd Cantwell off the bench. Although Peter's done the same. He's got Todd Cantwell in there. And on the subject of Jack Butland, Matthew pointing out that Fraser Forster made his breakthrough to what Matthew calls the Englandshire squad up here. But again, goalies are a bit different, he says. So get your calls in 0141 951 1025, or Twitter if you like the guys have done there. And we're not too far away. We're about an hour away from kickoff in the Premiership matches tonight. So certainly in the not too distant future, we'll get some team news from those games as well, because they are massive in a number of ways, and particularly with the Aberdeen managerial situation. So let's bring in John in the meantime though, who is on the phone. How are you, John?
Good, Gordon, Kenny, Cammy, thanks for taking my call.
A pleasure. What are you thinking tonight?
No, I was just mostly the first point to Kenny. Kenny, do you think it's time Brendan brought Kyogo back into the starting line for the starting lineup? Because he came on Sunday, he looked as if he was champing at the bit, mate. And I think it's time he's brought back in now. We'll obviously need our big players now. Onyeda's done well, but I think it's time he gave Kyogo to run again, just to see if he can get this over the line.
Listen, I think it'll be something that'll be on Brendan's mind, because you've got a top quality striker there. What I would say is I don't think, I know there's been a lot of talk about different styles and maybe not playing quite to his strengths or what have you, but I don't think he's been at the same level as what he has been over the previous two seasons. And Adam Eder's came in and done well. You know, Celtic fans have been constant probably since the summer, in fact even into the last season, need a backup, we need someone to come in, and if Kyogo's injured or not quite firing, or even to come on and give us something different. I think Adam Eder has done that, and he's scored some big goals for Celtic as well. But I think again, even if there's a cup final tomorrow, for me I would still have Kyogo on my team ahead of Adam Eder. I think what he provides is constant movement, and again, but what I would say, I don't think he has been as effective this season what he has been. But yeah, you might be right. I think there's no doubt Brendan's kind of pushed him aside and he's wrote him off. There's no doubt about that. And he did come on, like you say, looked very, very lively in the game at the weekend.
Just wonder, Cammy, how you know, unless one of them is in irresistible form, how you resist the temptation. It was only a couple of games ago, obviously Adam Eder Day, if you like, was for Park, made such a difference, came on, scored that double, and Celtic won the game. The very next game, Celtic won 7-1. Adam Eder scored one of the goals, so he's still in, you know, he's still in a sort of on the positive side of things, right? Hearts wasn't a good day, and Celtic obviously lost the game, and he missed a penalty. And then so it's only been Hearts and then Livingston. Okay, fine. So maybe it is. I'm not saying John's wrong. If Kyogo has two quieter games and Eder comes off the bench to score, how do you find that balance, do you think?
It's difficult, because I think Adam Eder has had a positive impact. I think he brings a different dimension to Celtic. Again, you mentioned the 7-0, the amount of crosses he put in the box that night, it caused Dundee a load of problems, and they scored a lot of goals from that as well. So yeah, I think ideally you would want, I firmly believe Kyogo's a better striker, but his form this season has been poor. It's not been great. The Celtic fans and Brendan Rodgers will be hoping he can find that form that we all know that he's got in him between now and the end of the season, because that could be the difference maker. If they can get him back on form and back to where he was last season, then that can be a total game changer for Celtic. But at the moment, listen, they're two different strikers as well, so it's a good thing. I really do believe it was a good thing of bringing Adam Eder in. They needed somebody in, and he is a different type of striker. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out.
Although I saw some people, John, saying that they actually thought Kyogo looked quite lively at Tynecastle when he came on, even though it was a defeat. So is it those two? Do you feel like now is the time?
I think it's now the time to bring him back. As I say, Eder, I think he's a great young player. He's done well, and he's under pressure, he's done well. Obviously, he missed the penalty against Hearts, right? But the first two goals against him, the two penalties against him, he stood up to the mark and took them. But I think it's time for Kyogo to get a run back in the team. So I do. But my other point, Kenny, and guys, see, I watched a bit of the Arsenal game last night, and the boy, the left-back, obviously we were crying out for cover at left-back. And I looked on his profile and that, the guy Wendell, and he would be available for between 45 million. He plays with Porto. I thought he had a great game. He kept Arsenal forwards intact, man. I thought he had a great game. I think Celtic could maybe try and do business here.
Oh, I don't know though. Google can be a difficult place. It might say that he's available for 4 or 5 million, whether that's the reality. Can Celtic go to a team who are in the Champions League currently? Or, well, I'll take that back. Where until last night, and say we'll have him. I don't know. Maybe, by the way, I know every player's got individual circumstances, but it doesn't sound like an easy player profile to recruit.
No, it doesn't. I think if he's playing at that level, there'll be a lot of teams watching him as well. And again, you can Google these things, and they might say 4 or 5 million, but that could realistically be 10 million. Is that out of Celtic's price range? Probably. It doesn't suit their model, the way they go down it. But yeah, again, I think they do need to strengthen in a lot of areas in the summer, and it's going to be a big summer for them. Obviously, between now and the end of the season, they'll be wanting to try and get the title home and back to Celtic Park, but there's a big summer ahead of them as well for me.
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, it would be a big ask to get a Champions League starting fullback to come for that type of money. I mean, again, I'm assuming that'll be on transfer market, John, is it? he's kind of value. Sometimes they're not exactly accurate. But like I say, but I think it's a position, there's no doubt Celtic will be looking at. By all accounts, maybe Owen Beck was a big target in January, and it maybe couldn't happen for mainly the reason that the man on the TV in front of us right now, Klopp put him on for 7 minutes of a game. And
Don't shatter the illusion. We could be watching anything for all the people at home, though.
But anyway, he went on for 7 minutes and it couldn't happen. I think it would be a really, really good bit of business if they revisited that. I really think he's a, in terms of what Cammy's saying in profile, both sides of the Old Firm are probably going to be looking at left backs. I know Ridvan Yilmaz has been at Rangers, has taken that spot. Celtic, there's no doubt. It's been, again, a couple of seasons and it's been really tough on Greg Taylor because he's been another one of their top performers over the last two seasons. But Owen Beck for me is an outstanding young player, and I think he would fit the model that you bring him in, you put him into a Celtic team, you develop him, he plays in European football, and he could be one in a few years that finds his way back down south.
Carry on, John.
That's what my other point was, really. I heard Dazza saying it last night as well. I think Celtic and Rangers, Kenny, missed a trick a season and a half ago for Lewis Ferguson, and I've watched bits and pieces of him this year in Charity, and a couple of weeks ago it was like fourth against fifth, Atlanta against Bologna. He scored one of the goals away from home, and he got man of the match, and he set up the other one. I think it's time he got a wee chance in the Scotland set up too. I think it was absolutely brilliant, so he's done since he went over there.
Oh, you can add Celtic and Rangers transfer budgets together and you might not get him now, looking at that sort of market. But he has done well, and in that squad that Steve Clark named yesterday, so it'll be fascinating to see. Educate me on something, John, before we go. We spent the first part of the show hearing from Rangers fans talking about Europe and can they juggle that and the domestic side of things. From a Celtic fan's perspective, do you think Rangers staying in Europe can tire them out and give you a better chance of winning the league, or could you just not stand to see them go through in Europe? How does it work?
No comment.
It's not a trick question. Pick
honest,
one of them.
I'm being honest.
Want some tired out and out of Europe?
No, that's true. That is true. I suppose you could do that. I just wondered what the other side of it looks like, because look, let's not kid ourselves. It's okay to admit there's that rivalry. Nobody likes really to see their rivals win or do well. It doesn't matter if it's Celtic or Rangers or anyone else.
I think the logic would say that you would probably want them in Europe, because you've probably
but maybe only this round. Too close to success.
But I also think but they're not going to win it. They might get to the semi final. They might get to the final. I think the logic would suggest that you would like them in because they've got that Thursday, Sunday, and that probably means you're going to play earlier as well, which gives you a wee advantage. I mean. Mm-hmm. But you only got to go back two seasons ago where Rangers are playing Leipzig, Braga, I think it was the round before, and then they had to play Celtic in the semi-final, went to extra time, and Rangers were the team that looked stronger in that game. So I think it kind of defies logic a wee bit. I think, for Celtic fans, I think they couldn't probably stand either, to be honest with you. So they would like them tired out and probably out of Europe.
Yeah, listen, you never know. Thanks very much to John on the line. Still plenty more to come tonight. So if you're a Celtic fan who's got thoughts on that or injury update, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Brendan Rodgers saying he expects him to be fit for the next match against St Johnstone. So that, I'm sure, is a huge boost to you. Get your calls in, get your tweets in. As we said, we will build up to the Scottish Premiership action tonight as well, because those are two very big games. And something extra special for you in the second hour, because you know, if you've been listening, we've been giving tickets away to Glasgow's Comedy Festival, which is coming up very soon. We're actually going to be joined in the studio by comedian Mark Nelson in the second hour of the show as well. Mark's a big football fan. He'll join in, and he might, I don't know if we can put him up to this, but it's time to play
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Kenny Miller or Cammy Bell? I think Kenny Miller would be chomping at the bit to play, because he just tends to thrive on these things. I think Cammy Bell would happily give up his Beat the Pundit spot.
Are you, but, you feeling the last two, I think.
Have you? Right, okay.
Scrambled over the line.
I've got you all wrong. 01419511025. If you give us a call right now, please, before 7 o'clock, and your chance to beat the pundit is next.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Cammy Bell and Kenny Miller are here, and they've been joined in the studio by comedian Mark Nelson, who joins us because, as you've heard all week, we've been building up, we've been giving tickets away to various comedy shows throughout the city. Mark is going to be heavily involved. We're going to get his expertise. He's going to join in on the show as well, and he's a Queen of the South fan. Now, I know what you're thinking. Marvin Bartley's usually on a Wednesday. Queens keep getting beat. He's no here, and Mark is. It's completely unrelated. Marvin, I'm sorry.
That's all I'm leaving. In the car outside.
Think so.
As soon as I walked in,
I thought I meant leaving the club jumped there. And I was like, I don't want to open that can of worms. But I'm sure he'll be listening. We miss you, Marvin, greatly. Anyway, let's play this first.
Be- Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, Beat the Pundit time. I don't think, even by our standards, it would be fair to throw Mark into the Beat the Pundit arena, but he can maybe keep an eye and make sure he can make sure I get the scores right, because it's quite often that I don't. You heard this before?
These
two are Kenny's 100% record.
Kenny's really good at it, from what I've heard so far.
No offence, Cammy. You hear that tone in his voice there? Kenny's really good at it. You're doing alright actually now, sort of.
No.
60%.
That's alright.
Yeah. So.
Surely.
We were trying to figure out which. This is how quiet it got last night. We were trying to figure out which pundits' win percentage is closest to their age.
Yeah, I heard you.
And obviously it must have been Hugh, because he's in his 70s. I think Gordon's is pretty close. Charlie Mulgrew's 25% win rate probably puts it quite close to his. But anyway, let's toss the coin after we bring in tonight's contestant, who is Stephen in East Kilbride. How are you, Stephen?
I'm all good. How are you?
Good. Have you ever played before?
No.
Did you play along in the car or at home?
I try and play along in the car.
I can't believe in 7 years, only last night did it dawn on me to ask this question for the first time, because the contestant said this and I said to him, do you shout out the answers or do you keep them? You shout them. And then he just said, nah, I sort of whisper them. Just everybody's got their own style. I just wondered if people would do it in their head. Because if I'm playing along with the 5k minute with George and the Madby, I'm a shouter for sure. Just to see if it works.
I'm a shouter as well, actually.
Yeah, shouting at the radio. Anyway, heads it will be Kenny, tails it will be Cammy. And it is heads. The 100% record goes on the line. Stephen, what we'll do here is give Kenny some greatest hits radio to listen to, and we'll turn it up nice and loud so that he can't hear us. So, Stephen, 30 seconds. Just answer as many as you can. If you want to pass and move on, that is fine by me, okay?
No worries.
Nice one. Your 30 seconds starts now. Who's the only team Rangers have drawn with in the league this season?
Aberdeen.
Who left Celtic for Bournemouth in August 21?
Right.
Name the most capped player in yesterday's Scotland squad announcement.
Gordon.
Which League One side have the fewest points in the entire SPFL?
Edinburgh.
How many games did Neil Warnock win as Aberdeen manager?
Two.
Name any side Rangers beat at Ibrox in this season's Europa League.
Oh my god. Pass.
Who's played more league games this season, Navrotsky or Lagerbielka?
Navrotsky.
Okay, let's bring Kenny Miller back. Right, Stephen.
What are you smiling at?
Because something's happening.
Stephen, who's with you?
Hey, my pal. Did you get a wee bit of help?
Bit of help? Did he not fancy phoning in?
He's better than me, that.
I could hear that.
He sounds buzzing as well, Stephen, by the way.
What's his name?
Jack.
I'm going to have to play this back in comedy fashion for Mark. Jack answered them all rapidly from the background. And then Stephen just repeated them to me. But anyway, there are no rules for that sort of thing.
They're at it.
Jack's an encyclopedia.
Come on, why are you trying to put me under pressure?
Jack, try to get in his head.
You've got this, Kenny. You've got this.
Jack is actually Andy Halliday in the background. Anyway, right.
Is this Christopher Fairchild again?
30 seconds on the clock. You ready, Kenny?
Yep.
Your time starts now. Who are the only side Rangers have drawn with in the league this season?
Aberdeen.
Who left Celtic for Bournemouth in August 21?
Ryan Christie.
Name the most capped player in yesterday's Scotland squad announcement.
Craig Gordon.
Which League One side have the fewest points in the entire SPFL?
Edinburgh City.
How many games did Neil Warnock win as Aberdeen manager?
Two.
Name any side Rangers beat at Ibrox in this season's Europa League.
Betis.
Who's played more league games, Mike Navrotsky or Gustav Lagerbielka?
Navrotsky.
Which current English Premier League stadium has the largest capacity?
Old Trafford.
How'd you like that, Jack? Oh,
it's good.
What are you laughing at, Jack? Or Stephen, whoever it is?
No, I can't wait about that one. I think he says.
You were both excellent, I have to say. Let's find out the damage. The only team Rangers have drawn with is Aberdeen, November, if anyone's keeping count. Both got it. You're going to notice a bit of a theme here. Ryan Christie, Bournemouth, both got it. Craig Gordon, most capped player in yesterday's squad, both got
these it. Two are at it. These two are right.
No. That, I thought, okay, good start. When they knew that Edinburgh City was the answer to the next one, I thought, right, we've got something on our hands here. But you knew it as well. You stayed with them. Neil Warnock, two wins against Bonnyrigg and Kilmarnock. Both got it.
This is a joke.
Mike Navrotsky, both got it.
Was it right though?
Uh huh.
All right, okay.
Here's the killer for Stephen. Rangers fan, Stephen.
He's a Rangers fan, I'm not.
And Jack's not. So, Stephen, let me get this straight. Jack, Jack answered every other question, and the one that you were responsible for was name any side Rangers beat at Ibrox in this season's Europa League.
Oh, that is poor, man.
What did they say? They didn't get it right. Kenny got Real Betis, and even just to show off, you know that way, you like the other team's chasing the winner, and you go and add an extra goal to put the gloss on it. That's what Kenny did. Old Trafford, biggest stadium in the league, 8-6.
Wow, a 14
goal thriller.
What a game that was,
Stephen. Jack. 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 Two words of advice. Right. Firstly, tomorrow night will be much easier with Gordon Deal and Mark Wilson. So phone back and ditch Stephen.
I'll send the phone in tomorrow. I won't have him with the
butt. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking part.
No worries, Phil.
Brilliant. Well done. Mark Nelson, comedian, joins us. How's the tension of being in the Beat the Pundit arena?
That was exciting.
I could see there was something going on with you when you were laughing.
He just shouted. I will play it back to you at some point. He just shouted every answer like that from the background. Incredible. He didn't phone.
I bet he knew the Rangers team as well.
I panicked a wee bit.
What did he say?
I think he just passed it.
Ah, okay.
Or yeah, I can't even remember. I know he didn't get it right. So 8-6. Do you want to go for the 10?
Oh, you've got to.
I mean, you'd be the first pundit to do double tens this season. Oh my god. Oh, come on. True or false? Kaká once had a trial at St Mirren.
False.
Now this last one, I'm going to. This last one.
What kind of question?
I know. Do you know what it is? They try and bait the pundits into saying the stupid one, because there was a certain unnamed pundit who thought that Avril Lavigne was Craig's niece earlier in the season, right? So that's why it's in there. But sometimes they're just a bit obvious. I'm a bit sceptical about this last one, I have to say, because I didn't think this was like an official thing. It says Lionel Messi is the mascot of which Scottish club?
Oh my goodness, what a rubbish question.
Think about it.
Livy.
No!
What?
Nessie. Loch Ness.
I was thinking Leo the Lion.
No. I'm not sure that's the. Is that the official?
That's a rubbish question. We'll call that 99.
I'm giving you the 10 for that. Shocker. I don't think it actually is. Is it?
Leo Nessie. Nah.
Nah. No. I just Googled him. I can't find him. Anyway, forget that. Right. 0141 951 1025. That's the number. It doesn't really matter. Kenny won beat the pundit. That's what really matters. There we go. Ali McDonald, who's straight on the live stream, says he's just switched over to see an unusual face and thought it was himself. It's you, Mark Nelson. I don't know if you guys look alike. Nah, I'm not really having that.
Nah,
I'm not
sure.
If it'd
been Frank McAvaney phoning in, then I'd go, aye, right, fair enough.
But anyway, for those who are watching in the live stream, that is indeed comedian Mark Nelson, easy for me to say, who joins us now. He's going to take part in the show and join in, because like we said, all week we've been giving away tickets to Glasgow International Comedy Festival, and looking forward to it.
I can't wait. It started today. So my big gig is a week in Friday.
Brilliant.
At the Kings. So
what's the show called?
It's called All the Best. It's basically all the stuff I've done up until now.
Greatest hits.
Greatest hits, aye. I mean, partly because it's the biggest gig I've done, and partly because I couldn't be bothered writing a new show. So
stuff together.
Aye.
That's good. Well, listen, Mark's going to be with us. He'll pick his brains a bit more about the comedy circuit throughout the show, and I'm sure we will give away more tickets a bit later on as well. In the meantime, if you want to get your calls in, please do. We'll build up to kick off in those two games. They're massive, those two Premiership games tonight as well, aren't they?
Massive games. Again, we touched on at the start of the show, everybody needs the wins for different reasons. You've got a couple of, in fact, three of the teams. I mean, Aberdeen have got an outside chance. He's still getting into the top six. I think if they were to win their last five games, they wouldn't be far away again. But it's a team that have no won a league game in, I think it's, like I said, 9 or 10 games. It's a big ask for them probably to win all of them. But Dundee, again, they've been in the top six, had a wonderful season so far. If they were just to fall out of that top six come in the next kind of month or so, I'm sure they'd be disappointed. So they've got their chance as well. Ross County need a result to get away for that bottom spot.
I should have known. New mascot Lionel Nessie makes his debut in March 2018. Somebody sent me the tweet.
What's the team again?
Inverness.
Nessie. But his name's Messi, all right. But nah, I'm not having it. Rubbish.
No, but I mean, it's not really up to you whether you're having it. It's just
a rubbish question.
Well, listen, it was hot on the heels of the Kaká question. So, yeah. Right, I will get some team news for you in the not too distant future from those games. But in the meantime, let's bring in Robert, who's on the line. How are you, Robert?
Yeah, I'm fine, gentlemen. How are yous?
Yeah, Robert. Good.
I mean, Mark, good. Good.
What are you thinking tonight?
I was just reading the paper today about Stevie Clark's squad. I mean, we've got 4 goalkeepers, 12 defenders, 7 midfielders and 3 strikers. It seems a bit off balance. I mean, where are we going to use 12 defenders and 4 goalkeepers?
So we might need them against Germany.
A new formation.
Yeah, we'll play the 4 goalkeepers then.
Yeah, what did you two make of the squads? I know Mark's a big Scotland fan as well. I'll bring him in a sec.
Yeah, I thought obviously the biggest thing was the goalkeeping situation. Craig Gordon back in the squad. What does that mean moving forward into the Euros? Is he in contention? Again, he's obviously playing kind of second fiddle at the moment. He's Xander Clark, another goalkeeper in the squad. So that was a big thing. I think looking further up the field as well, Lauren Shankland in, Jacob Brown not in.
I think he's injured.
Is he?
I think so, but anyway.
Well, listen, again, it would be, because obviously Jacob Brown played before him in the last international as well. So I think the midfield, and it's highly competitive to see who is actually going to go and who's maybe going to be a drop out of the final squad going to the Euros in the midfield, because we're so strong in there. But yeah, it's the goalkeeping situation obviously probably caught everybody's eye.
What would you have rather done then, Robert? How would you have redressed the balance?
I'm not having a personal go at any particular player, but I think Craig Gordon's been a fantastic servant, but I feel we need to move on. That's just one in particular.
That's a bold shout, Cammy. What did you make of the goalkeeper? Because they're not taking 4 to the Euro.
No.
So is this not just more about not upsetting anyone right now? Bring the 4. They've all got another chance to show what they can do. One of them will be really unlucky and unfortunate and will make way. Did you take any offence to that yesterday?
No, listen, I kind of expected it was going to happen. I think Steve Clark has probably been angling to get Craig probably back in the squad if he got enough game time, got himself fit. I see Craig playing a number of games between now and the end of the season, because where Hearts are in the league, they're almost probably going to go into that top 6 spot.
And he'll play the cup semi-final, presumably.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So I think he'll get a good amount of game time between now and the end of the season. My thing for Craig being in the squad is that his experience. We're almost kind of solely relying on Angus Gunn at this moment in time, and that's nothing against Liam and Xander. It's just they've not got the experience at international level. If anything was to happen to Angus Gunn early on, it could happen in a training session before the first game. It's a huge campaign for Scotland, so I just think having that experience in the background, Craig's a good guy to have around the changing room as well. So I think if he gets enough game time between now and the end of the season, I expect him to go to the Euros.
Mark, you're a big Scotland fan. Am I right in saying you're going over to the Euros?
Or I am, me and my wee boy are going to go over.
Brilliant.
Aye, so can't wait. As soon as I book the flights and accommodation, I'll be
your tickets.
I was on this morning trying to get in the resale.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
And you were on for like 3 hours to try and get even to the things. But I agree with Cammy. I think Craig Gordon's purely in there for the experience he brings in the background. And I personally don't think Craig Gordon will get taken to the Euros, even if he does play. But I think it's a nice idea. Like Steve Clark said yesterday's press conference, it's nice to see him back in amongst the players and see
as a fan, how exciting is it to have squads announced for friendlies, but know that it's like more than that? Know that it's like addition for a major tournament sort of thing?
It's class to have actual competition in amongst places. Do you know what I mean? Like the fact that, obviously, like previous squads, if Callum McGregor was out, it would be an absolute disaster. But you've got many players that can just step in now. And I'd love to see Lewis Ferguson get given the full 290 minutes in the next 2 friendlies.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sort of going down that route. We had, Robert's on tonight saying, why take so many defenders? Why take so many goalkeepers? We had calls last night. Why is Ryan Gold not in this squad? This is just Steve Clark's way, isn't it? It was always going to be like this. The only one that we've even remotely, I think, had a bit of realistic talk about was Ben Doak, but he's been injured. That doesn't look like it'll happen unless there's a lot of injuries or whatever. So is that it, basically? That squad that's announced yesterday, add Callum McGregor and Aaron Hickey, take out a couple to balance the numbers, and that's going to be it.
I think it will be it.
Injuries permitting.
I think that's it. He's been pretty loyal to the guys that have been in his squad. Again, I've got to say, if Craig Gordon's not going to go, I genuinely don't see why you would put him in this squad, because experience for what? For 2 friendlies?
Sure. Yeah.
Would it not be better? Because, by the way, Angus Gunn never had any experience until 7 caps ago or 8 caps ago, whatever it is. So Now he's the number one. There's no doubt about it. He's the number one. My take on it would be, I think it would be incredibly harsh on. By the way, could you take two goalkeepers for the same team? So you're taking a number one and a number two for the team. That might be a first, by the way.
Do you think
as well?
I agree on like paper, if you like. Does the fact that one of them is Craig Gordon just change
not
it?
Not for me.
Not for you.
No, it's a 3 games in 20 months, Gordon. You know, like, and if he gets games, is Stephen Naismith just going to give him games at the end of the season just to get him into the international squad? But what that would mean is Xander Clark's not playing. You know, so I think taking two goalkeepers for the same team would be, it'd probably be different. You know, and I think for me, I've heard a lot of chat over the last couple of, well, 3-4 years in the Scotland team about how good the spirit is and the squad and the togetherness. Well, Liam Kelly and Xander Clark have been part of that. You know, they've been part of that group. And by the way, it's tough for a goalkeeper in international if you're not the number one, because you keep turning up and there's a very, very, very small percentage of a chance that you're going to get any game time. And that even includes for a major tournament as well. So for the guys to continually have been there for the, what is it, 10, 12 game campaign, and then to be left out because Craig Gordon's back. By the way, see if Craig Gordon's back to his best. He's probably the best goalkeeper.
Played well the other night in front of Steve Clark.
So what? And I agree. It must be in Steve Clark's mind that he's potentially going to go to Europe. Because I totally agree that he wouldn't have included him in this squad. He wouldn't. I think. And listen, we know what football's like. If Craigie plays one of these games and has a fantastic game, all the fans will be wanting him to go to the tournament, and that's the way that it works. I do agree. He's not played enough football, but I think Stephen Naismith will give him game time between now and the end of the season. Again, he'll want him to stay at Hearts long term, so and trying to keep him happy. It's difficult. It's really difficult to keep two top goalkeepers happy.
But
at
by
one
the way, he's gone as a number two at the Euros. He's not going to Scotland's number one, that's for sure.
I agree. No, listen, Angus Gunn's number one.
Do you think Steve Clark's got confidence in Xander Clark and Liam Kelly as keepers?
Well, that's a question for Steve Clark, isn't it?
to play every game. Yeah. And that's my big worry, is that they've not got enough experience, and it's nothing against them. I just think there's not enough experience for such a big, big tournament.
By the way, I'm going to say it again, I don't know if 7 and 8 games is enough experience to go and play in that big tournament. What Angus Gunn's done is came in and he's taken that jersey in a time where it was up for grabs. And he's got, but whatever,
sealed,
I don't know,
qualification,
what is it?
8, 9, 10
caps, whatever it is he's got now. Is still not a vastly experienced goalkeeper at that level. So it'll be interesting.
So what would you have gone even a bit more experimental in this squad, Robert? Maybe looked at some people with a view to surprising us and forcing their way into the Euros?
I was anticipating this question. I was just looking for a wee bit more up top. And one less goalkeeper. I mean, we're never going to use 4 goalkeepers over the course of the campaign and a couple of friendlies coming up. I just don't see the point.
I get the logic. I guess it'd just be like, in terms of who, because obviously those three, Adams, Dyke, Shankland, if Jacob Brown's injured, I think he is, then he just comes back into Steve Clark's thoughts, whether he's in the squad or not. You know, who else? You know, if it's a Ryan Hardy or somebody who's scoring goals. Again, it's just not the Steve Clark way, is it? If they're that far out of his picture at the moment.
And the thing with the number 9 position, we're only going to play one.
Yeah.
Right? And if you look at... So in terms of forwards...
Still take four.
I don't think we need to.
No?
But I think he might. Like, I think the way he plays, it's going to be a striker up, and it's going to... There's so many players that play around these positions. Your Christies, your McGinns, your Fergusons, your Armstrongs, but Tominey gets forward
top
as well.
Players as well.
They're all playing at a top level. So there's so many players that can play those positions in behind that one striker. In this Euros, we will play one striker. It's as simple as that. So do we really need 4? Probably not. It probably will take 4 though. So that might, you say, that might be Brown coming back in, and there'll be less defenders, obviously, in the final squad.
Mark, it feels like all the fans. I see a separation here. I feel like every Scotland fan, or most of them, are Team Shankland, if you like. But then maybe players or coaches would lean more on. But yeah, but look at the guys that got you there and got you qualified. Is that? I mean, see a separation there.
There is that thing. I mean, Steve Clark is very, very loyal, and absolutely a Dykes and an Adams have never let us down. But there is that thing of you play players that are playing on form, and Shankland can't stop scoring just now. So I think he needs to, certainly in the friendlies, he needs to be given a chance.
Thank you to Robert. That's Mark Nelson, comedian, joining Kenny Miller and Cammy Bell. You will find out more about that as the show progresses. Going to give away tickets and some dinner on us as well for the comedy festival coming up. So stay tuned, and we will take more of your calls next.
taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kenny Miller, Cammy Bell, and comedian Mark Nelson in the studio with us tonight. And we're still looking for your calls. Plenty more to come. We're going to give away those tickets to the Comedy Festival in the not too distant future. I still need to get you team news from the Premiership games. There's more calls to come, and we're going to do this as well.
The full-time teaser with Universal Interiors East Kilbride, offering champion bespoke media units to put you right in the game.
Yes, full-time teaser. Cammy Bell and Kenny Miller are going to team up. Mark can help them out. Mark can join in. He can become one of the team to come up with the answers to this. It's a very simple format. If you've never heard it, you send the questions to us and we see if the pundits can come up with the answers between now and the end of the show. Thanks to Bobby for sending it in. He wants to know if you can name the top 10 non-British or Irish internationals scorers in the Scottish top flight from 97 to now. So that entire time frame. So the top 10 scorers in the Scottish top flight from 97 till now who are not British or Irish
Larson.
Internationals. Yeah, top of the tree. I think you've probably heard of him.
Morelos.
He is in there. He's third, Alfredo Morelos, who? Colombian. Now you just take your time because we had an incident on the teaser last week, didn't we?
It was from 97.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the shame?
Non-British.
Yes, Cammy. This is where you went wrong last week.
Nacho Novo.
Yep, he's in there. Leave some for the rest of them, Kenny.
Yep, that's me out. I'm
Mark
out.
Kenny, spring to
quickly
mind.
Anyway.
Kyogo?
He's not reached that yet. So it's league goals. Cannot be far off. What's Kyogo got league goals since he joined?
He must be 40
out of
anyway.
Curiosity. Let's have a wee look.
It must be 43 or something. I would go.
Can I just say, I hope it's not as many as that. Otherwise, we've got a bit of an issue. Oh, come on.
It has.
Are we adding
there we go. We're at it again.
Come on.
Serious. But what is he on? He's 10 this year. He got, 28 last year. There's 38. I think he got like 15. So he's 43-ish.
This is the question, has been checked as well, yeah. Apparently.
What is he? Because Kenny's wanting to know.
He's on 48.
Oh, 48.
League goals.
Turning 35.
According to Soccer Base, which I think pretty
so
reliable.
I get that one, yeah. Okay, good.
Producer says he's only on 40. That seems like quite a difference.
A big gap here.
Nah, he's not. He's on more than that because he got 28 last year, and he's on 10 this year.
Yep.
I'm checking.
He didn't get that many in the league last season, did he? Was it as many as that?
I think so. Aye, he was 30 odd all in. I'm sure he was 28.
I don't have time for a steward's inquiry. This show is jam packed anyway.
Anyway, I'm
Henrik
checking.
Henrik Larsson, Alfredo Morelos, Nacho Novo, and maybe
Kyogo.
Maybe Kyogo. That's fine. Do you know that's fine? You can actually style that out because I'll just ditch whoever was like
absolutely
below that on the list. That's fine. I can style
somebody's
that
getting out. Discarded, is that?
Yeah.
12, 27 and 9. There you go. So that's bang on 48.
There we go.
Come on now. Come on, guys.
Right. David is on the line. David is in Germany. I'm not going to risk the pronunciation of where specifically. You can tell me, David.
Yeah, hello. It's Bad Bentheim in Germany. It's on the Dutch border. It's about 12 miles from Holland, actually.
You need to just basically tell me how close that is to where Scotland are or aren't playing at the Euros. That's the important thing.
Well, the nearest ground is Schalke. It's about 3/4 of an hour away. So any Schalke games, I could quite easily go to.
Brilliant. You fancy a wee trip along?
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll get a ticket, but it would be very nice. I don't know where. I don't really know. I haven't looked at the games yet that we're playing in Germany.
I saw somebody saying the opening game, the Germany game, is there are tickets up to 900. I don't know if it's pounds or euros. Let's not split hairs over.
I think exchange generally rate. Generally, they're about 600 euros. It's outrageous. It's
alarming. I hope that's a really successful gig you've got coming up at the Comedy Festival. Are you meant to sell your son when you get there?
Yep. I'm going to do a gig over there and then write it off as a tax.
Just if the tax man's listening, I don't know how we feel about that stuff. Scottish football has a very straightforward relationship with that topic anyway, so I'm sure we'll be fine. What are you thinking, David? I know you've got club football on your mind, first and foremost.
Yeah, well, I'm a Rangers supporter, and it's actually tomorrow night, talking about the Europa League and winning the league. The thing is, as well, if we were to win the Europa League, we would get automatically into the playoffs, or not the playoffs, the league part of the Champions League next year. So it wouldn't really depend on just the league. We could get it through the Europa League.
Certainly, that would be hard. That'd be a hard way of doing it, wouldn't it? It's going to be. I know we're getting to the latter stages. Can you see Rangers going that far?
Okay, it's only wee teams like Liverpool and things like that are in it.
No, watched them last week.
I'm getting flashbacks of last year, by the way, David.
Yeah, I watched them last week.
I bought a poster with that on it.
Oh, you weren't one of the ones that bought it, were you? Not in trouble, but a bit of stick for selling some sort of commemorative picture of that night. No, is that maybe I've made that up? I watched Liverpool last week when we were in here, and you'd like to say, maybe they're not taking the competition seriously. I think they are.
Yeah.
But not like that's it. David's is obviously underlying what the end goal can be and where this can lead. I suppose this feeds into the earlier conversations about those fans who did ring in and say, I actually won't mind if we go out. I'll just take it and move on to the priority of the league. And you guys and David, I guess, pointing out it doesn't need to be that way.
It's a far harder route, I would say that. I mean, that Liverpool's only one of the teams that you're going to have to get. I mean, you're going to get past Benfica tomorrow night, firstly. Yeah. But listen, that is a goal at the end. Obviously, that was talked about two seasons ago where Celtic had won the league. Had Rangers got that over the line in the penalty shootout against Frankfurt, it would have got them straight into the Champions League. So it is another route. Again, I would suggest the league route's going to be a little bit easier.
Yeah. Mark, what type of non-Old Firm fan are you when they play in Europe? Because there's a range, those who like to see Scottish teams do well and those who could not care less.
I like to see Scottish teams do well. I do. I like to see Scottish teams because I like to see Scottish players doing well. And now that Suter's
pretty much
a constant in the back line of Rangers. I watched them last weekend against Benfica, and I genuinely think Rangers can do it tomorrow night.
Yeah, but look, I know that's kind of sideline. I don't think that's the priority for Rangers fans. But this again, back to this discussion of, I won't mind if we drop out and we can focus on the league, whatever that means. If you're John Suter and you think I think we'd agree is one of the debatable places for the Euros, you're hoping you can continue performing at this stage, not only for your club priority, but to maybe lead to that as well in the summer.
Yeah, again, you want to play at the top level. We spoke about it before. You want to challenge yourselves. And again, it would give John Suter a sort of edge over other players if he can get to the final with Rangers. But I'm pretty sure he'll just be focusing on his club football when he's with Rangers at the moment. It's going to be a tough game tomorrow night. But as I said before, one they can win and... Yeah, listen, the carrot's there at the end of it. If they do win the tournament, as Kenny says, it's a difficult way to do it, but the carrot's there at the end of it if they can win it.
Thank you to David. I'll pass your number on to Mark. David, he's looking for digs in the summer. So go on, make it quick if you can. Yeah.
The coefficient's got a lot to do with it as well, that Rangers, even Celtic supporters, should be supporting us tomorrow, because Czechia have got three teams still in it and they're right behind us in the coefficient points.
David, so, see, the thing is, that makes so much sense, and you're absolutely right, but I think you've maybe been out of this part of the world for too long if you think Celtic fans will be cheering you on. We've tried it before, but I don't know. But you do make a good point, and for Rangers fans, the coefficient, more Champions League places, etc., etc. Maybe the whole country will get behind it. I'm not sure. Thanks again to David on the line. And don't forget, by the way, Clyde One Super Scoreboard is the place to be for European football coverage, with Rangers in that last 16 tomorrow. Andrew McLean, Gabriel going along to keep you updated. So what we've decided to do is team up with Meta Betting, give you the chance to win a smart TV and a football kit. You can check that out at ClydeOne.com. So thanks to the guys at Meta Betting for that. The home of sports betting, 18+, be gamble aware. Please stay in control and bet responsibly. Any more on that teaser? We'll just chuck Hugo in. Probably a list of about 40 now. We're looking for, anyway.
I think, can I try?
Go for it.
97. Mm-hmm. Marco Negri.
Nah, he didn't stay around long enough.
I know. Big shot, because he got about 41
one
season.
Off it.
Scott McDonald.
Yeah, he's second behind Larson in that. All right, we will leave it there. That's you. You've got the top four. Interesting. Well, okay,
interesting.
Plus
we've got an R couple on the list. Can I throw them at you?
Not yet, no? Because this is going to be, what a busy show this is going to be to finish. Let's squeeze in Dave Galloway, who's got teams ahead of that big game involving managerless Aberdeen tonight. Dave,
Yeah, thank you very much, Peter Leaven. He said he was a little bit surprised to be back in caretaker charge of Aberdeen for the second time this season, Gordon, but nothing that happens at AFC should really be a surprise, to be honest. Of course, Neil Warnock spent only 33 days as manager before walking away just after the Dons' Scottish Cup win over Kilmarnock. But despite all the turmoil, Leaven insists that spirits in the camp are high. As we know, they only hover 4 points above Ross County in second bottom, and Aberdeen have lost their last four league games away from home, conceding 2 goals on each occasion. Dundee have a decent record at Dens, 3 in a row without defeat, and they lie just a single point off the top six. Tony Docherty's men haven't played since March the 2nd, and he says his squad's in a good place after a really good training week. The Dark Blues have encountered some bumps in the road of late, but remain in strong contention for a top half finish in their first season back in the Premiership, so that's a big added incentive for them. Taking a quick look at the teams then, Dundee bring in Owen Dodgson and Darragh Costello for Josh Mulligan and Owen Beck, so they will line up John McCracken in goals. Across the back, it's a 3 of Antonio Portales, Joe Shaughnessy and Aaron Donnelly. Midfield, the wing-backs, Darragh Costello and Owen Dodgson, with Lyle Cameron, Mo Silla and Luke McCowan in the middle. Curtis Main and Scott Tiffany up top. The subs, Legstons, Sharp, Astley, Bakayoko, Lamy, Robertson, Boateng and Mellon. Aberdeen, no changes at all for them. It's Kelleroos in goals, a back four of Nicky Devlin, Stephen Gartenman, Angus McDonald and Jack McKenzie. The sitting midfielders, Conor Barron and Graham Shinney. Then it's Killian Phillips, Jamie McGrath and Junior Hoylett, with Boyan Majowski leading the attack. The subs for the Dons, Duin, Jensen, Clarkson, Duke, McGarry, Sockler, Polvara, Duncan and Milne. Your match referee tonight, Stephen McLean, on a VAR, Chris Graham.
Massive game that one, isn't it?
Yeah, huge game, huge game. He said there, Peter Leaven a little bit surprised that he's back in the dugout and back in charge, but it's a massive game. We spoke about it before. For me, it is a must-win game. You look at Aberdeen this season, 6 wins from 28, just nowhere near the levels they need to be at. But it's an opportunity. If they win tonight, they could possibly sneak into that top six. They're going to have to go on some run. There's no evidence there that tells me they can do it, but again, they need to start definitely tonight.
You'd get a comedy routine out of Aberdeen's latest managerial escapades,
God,
would you not?
I loved Neil Warnock. What a breath of fresh air he was.
Maybe not so good at winning league games, but he's on stage with you at the Kings.
Oh, he's absolute class. That's why, isn't he? That's why he's not in the dugout anywhere to rehearse for this gig.
I mean, Kenny, just unbelievable, really, I suppose, the way it's panned out. But you look at the two games tonight as well. The other one, you know, Hibs involved, Ross County maybe with a bit more survival on their mind. But that battle for top six is going to heat up.
It is, because there's a thing there. For me, there's like one slot available, and it's the last position, and it's going to be between Hibs, Dundee, Motherwell. Obviously are hot on the trail as well after a few good results. Again, Dundee are just kind of slipped out. I mean, that result at Easter Road a couple of weeks ago where they got the equaliser and conceded really quickly, that really gave Hibs that kind of momentum in that week where they went and they got a draw against the Edinburgh Derby, and then went and won their next game as well, so against Ross County. So they've put themselves in a strong position. It was in Hibs' hands, which for long spells didn't look that way. But Ross County, like you say, I've got to get a result to try and get that little bit closer to both Aberdeen and St Johnstone, who are just above them.
Yes, looking forward to those games. And it's that time. I've been promising it all night. It's not the sole reason, but it's one of the main reasons Mark is with us tonight. Let's give away some tickets. Let's do it now. Honestly, no expense spared. My production values in here. Just like Google comedy music. Yeah. I hope we've got the canned laughter for tonight, because we're going to need it for the end of these jokes. Anyway, Clyde One, once again, the official radio station of the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. And all this week on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, we've been giving tickets away to some of the shows. Not only that, we're going to throw in your dinner as well. Now, tonight, it is Monsters Inc. You're right. Well spotted.
That's obviously spot the parents in the studio.
Now, obviously, tonight we're going to give away tickets to Mark Nelson, so I don't need to like lie and bum it up. Not that I would do that anyway. Mark is here, I'm sure you'll agree it's going to be brilliant. The Kings, Friday the 22nd, plus dinner at Nona Said, including a couple of drinks as well. So a good night out on us, and it's so easy. All you have to do is give me the punchline to the football joke which Mark will read to us. I'm going to throw this on him in a minute. But before that comedy festival, they've been recommending some gigs for you based on your persona on the show. So for you, Kenny, you've been recommended Scott Agnew's Square Sausage Show. You heard of that, Mark?
Yeah, brilliant comic, Scott.
It's at the Sunday Social. Because now that you're no longer playing professionally, you can indulge yourself a bit more.
I do
on the
love
weekends.
A Square Sausage, yes, well, to be fair. So they've got me nailed.
There we go. And Cammy, they've like just no imagination attached to yours. So you have to go and see Peter Bell's Schemo Kid, just in case he's a distant relation, because his name's Bell. That is his. It's like all the
went all there. Love it.
Same name.
Love it.
Anyway, tonight the joke is going to come from the man himself. I'm sure his delivery would be much better than mine. There you are. There is your joke.
Right, okay. Right. Keep these.
This is really
safe
important.
Enough for the radio. Right. Why is Ronaldo tidy?
That's it. That's it. You need to provide the punchline to why is Ronaldo tidy. Call us right now, 01419511025, and if you can get it before the end of the break, you could win those tickets. I think this is the hardest one we've had. I mean, it's not supposed to be a quiz, it's a joke, but why is Ronaldo tidy? Call us right now.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
About to kick off in those two Scottish Premiership games, so keep you up to speed on anything that happens in the opening stages. Comedian Mark Nelson's still here. He's about to play a big role, let me tell you. Kenny Miller and Cammy Bell alongside him. Still possibly time to squeeze some calls in, but we have got a lot to cram in. So let's give away some tickets and dinner, shall we? Even better the second time in, doesn't it? Honestly.
I'm just seeing Sully here.
Clyde One is once again the official radio station of the Glasgow International Comedy Festival. So we've been giving away tickets and dinner as well. A night out on us, if you like. And of course, because he's here tonight, Mark Nelson is the subject of those tickets tonight. He plays the Kings on Friday the 22nd. What's the show called again?
All the Best.
All the Best. So, and it's dinner as well, at Nona said, including two drinks. All you had to do was give us the punchline to a very straightforward joke. And I think Ewan in Motherwell has made it through first. Ewan, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. Mark is going to deliver the first part of the joke. You're going to hit us with the punchline. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do it.
Right, here we go. Why is Ronaldo tidy?
Because Leo is messy.
Oh. Easily the worst one we've had all week as well. Easily. Mark is not reaching for his notebook yet. I can see him scribbling these down. I feel wrong reading that out. But anyway, Ewan, the good news for you is that you're off to see Mark Nelson here and dinner as well. You happy with that?
That's brilliant. Thanks very much.
Good man. I was going to say, Mark, is he in for a good show? As if Mark's going to say no. I'm sure
what a mistake you've made tonight.
Go for the free dinner, don't take the tickets.
Anyway, Mark's going to be looking out for you and make sure you go.
Will do.
Good man. Take care, Ewan and Motherwell. There. Yeah. Happy with that. You looking forward to it, though? Is that like the best bit, to state the obvious, that sort of buzz of getting up there?
I can't actually wait for it to happen next week, because it's been a big build-up for it, and it's easily the biggest gig in my career. So I'm well buzzing for it.
What's been like your highlight up until this point, then?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I played the Barrowlands once. That was cool. A good laugh. Aye. Supporting a guy called Jim Jeffries.
I didn't know he had that in his locker.
Playing the Barrowlands, because I'd seen so many bands there. I think that was
that's cool.
That was proper cool.
And every comedian must have had, on the flip side, that there's a tough road, tough nights along the way. Is that part of the process?
It's been tough nights this week. Everybody still dies. It's good for you. Aye, it's good for you.
Any in particular that keep you awake?
Oh, now let me think. There was one in Belfast this month that wasn't particularly great.
Just
actually.
Like silence, is that what?
Aye. Do you know what? I'd rather have an audience yelling abuse at me and heckling constantly. Silence is the worst thing. See if they start talking to each other during it.
It's like
that's even worse. That's utterly abysmal.
So, in terms of telling jokes that don't go down well, you know how Jamie Carragher feels.
Oh God, you just showed me that. That's oh my God.
Have you seen that clip from last night?
Incredible.
Painful. Like, that's the word, isn't it? I mean, just makes your skin crawl a wee bit. If Fendi's not seen it, just Google Jamie Carragher and you'll see the rest. Tries to make a joke about a fellow presenter on air, live on TV, in front of millions of people, and it just doesn't go well, does it? There's just certain topics Tumble that you can't really joke about.
Yeah.
But now you know how I feel with Gordon DL and Mark Wilson, worried that they're going to put their foot in it every night. But yeah, hopefully nothing of that severity so far. Right, let's bring in Gavin, who's been hanging on the line. Sorry, Gavin, take it away.
Ah, good evening, Gordon, Cammy, and Kenny.
Hi, Gavin.
Pleasure. Just before, I have a couple of points, if it's okay. Obviously, earlier on, you know, there was a Celtic fan on. It was actually, like, I listen every single night. If I can't listen live, I'm on the podcast. But it was a pleasure to actually hear a Celtic fan talk about their own club tonight. Monday night, Tuesday night, my goodness. It was just Rangers, Rangers, Rangers. You know, can we not all just concentrate on our own club?
No, we can't. That's the answer in a nutshell. It's been one of those weeks. Some people can, Gavin, but no, you're asking for the impossible, I'm afraid.
I know. okay, more importantly, couple of points. Rangers, why would our fans want for us not to win tomorrow? I'm travelling over. I live in County Down, Newton Ards, originally from Glasgow, living over here. This is my 31st year over here. I have travelled time and time and time again, which is part of my second point. You know, I was over for all the games leading up to Seville. Oh my goodness, you know, like, Clement is absolutely right. One game at a time. How could any player not want to win tomorrow night? You know, our fans, you know, it's like, you know, my children are thankfully grown up now, but it's like, you know, me saying to them, study for one exam and not another. And at a professional level, you know, let's concentrate on one presentation to one projective, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I'm certain even the fans, Gavin, even the fans that are saying they don't mind, I think it's more that saying that they wouldn't be devastated if they went out. I don't think it. I like to think not, because there's no way that it's an internal thing where Rangers would like take the foot off the gas or play a weekend team. It's 100% not that. It might just be a fan perspective, even though you've disagreed. People phoning in earlier to say, like, I just wouldn't be devastated. I think that's surely more what it's coming from.
Yeah, it's definitely different. No Rangers fan wants to lose tomorrow. If they were to lose, they're suggesting, okay, well, we can concentrate on what the most important thing is, in our opinion, which is the league. You know, and again, there's a potential treble, or there's a semi-final, one trophy's in the bag, and they're sitting 2 points clear at the top of the league at the moment. So that's what it is. No Rangers fans going there tomorrow expecting or hoping to get beat. There's no getting away from that. But again, to go on Gavin's point, I'm with him. You know, you attack every single game. You want to win it. You're at a stage now where everybody, what a time to be a player playing a European game, a last 16 European. You've got a real chance in front of your own fans to go to another quarter-final. What they've had over the last 5 years, and particularly 2 years ago, is an incredible experience to get to a European final. There's not many Rangers players can say they've been there. So that's given, and I'm sure that's still the disappointment of that still hurts. They've got a chance to go as far as they can go, and I'm sure they will be attacking it like they would be if it was a title decider.
So busy, Gavin. I'm afraid we'll need to nip it there, but give us a call back and we can speak more at length, because we're about to run out of time. Mark, I want to give you the chance to plug the show again, or your social channels, or where you can get tickets. Take it away.
The show is called Mark Nelson All the Best at the King's Theatre in Glasgow, 22nd of March on the Friday. And if you go to any Mark Nelson comic on any of the socials, and you'll find the tickets.
Brilliant. You're in for a good night, I'm sure, and we'll give away more tickets to various shows across the rest of this week. Right, work to be done. Can you name the top 10 scorers in the top flight in Scotland from 97-98 to now, but non-British and Irish internationals? So Larson, McDonald, Morelos, Novo. We gave you Kyogo. I've done the research. He's enough to be on this list.
Go on, Mark, you got one.
One of my pals texts me in as well.
No,
I had to
don't
check
say
it.
That. Just pass it off as your own.
Petrov.
Yep, well done.
Oh, well, that was not the one you had. I'll steal it then. Edward.
Uh-huh. Cammy.
Alberts.
Yep.
Samaras.
Yep. Which means one more. And you've thrown so many names you were not getting it. Based on the but this is Bobby's
what
list.
What side you?
Neither.
Oh.
Hearts.
Hello. Scatchell. Well done. Do the same time.
Yes. Teamwork. Thanks again to Mark Nelson. It was a pleasure to have him along. Hopefully, as many of you as possible go along to the show and have a good night, especially your competition winner as well. Thanks to Cammy and Kenny. And thank you. Thanks for calling, for tweeting, for listening. What a huge night tomorrow. Bit of a strange schedule for us, but we will be on for that Rangers game nevertheless. So make sure you join us. Mark Wilson and Gordon Biel will be here, and Callum Gallagher's up next.